With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana's senior senator has introduced three bills he says would increase transparency and accountability in elections. Democrat John Tester says all three would
shine light on the dark money that tries to influence our elections and restore the rights of the citizens of this country, not the corporations.
One of Tester's bills would require all U.S. Senate candidates to file their campaign finance reports electronically with the Federal Election Commission, not the Secretary of State. Another would require the IRS to make public donors who give more than $5,000 to nonprofits that engage in electioneering. Tester's third proposal is a constitutional amendment declaring corporations are not people. He says all three would help lead to more transparency in government.
And I think more transparency in government, and elections are part of government, makes government work better. And I think that would be the case with our elections. I think they'd be fairer if we had more transparency.
According to the Center for Public Integrity, the e-file concept has the support of at least 60 sitting senators. It also has one powerful opponent, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. A Senate committee has advanced legislation that would prevent patients from receiving huge bills from air ambulance providers that are not in network with their insurance plans. The Senate Business, Labor, and Economic Affairs Committee approved that measure today, sending it to the full Senate. The committee approved an amendment saying that if a court rules any part of the proposed law is invalid, any dispute over the cost would be between the air ambulance provider and the health plan. Montana's bitterly cold winter is hitting Northwestern Energy customers in the pocketbook. Spokesman Butch Larcombe says its entire service territory is much colder than normal. Of course, that means customers are using a lot more natural gas or electricity to stay warm.
We were turning out record levels over the last couple of months. You know, in January, we used 6.7 billion cubic feet of natural gas, which is a lot, obviously. And then in mid-December, we hit our high peak demand point ever in Northwestern history at over 1,800 megawatts. And that was in mid-December when we had a real cold snap.
That increased demand for energy will be reflected in Northwestern's monthly bills. That's on top of the company's anticipated increase in its property tax bill. Those costs will be passed on to customers. As a result, electricity bills will rise by about $3 per month. Natural gas customers will see a hike of about $4 a month.
That's a very minor part of why people are seeing higher bills. The cold weather is the primary driver of the higher bills.
Northwestern Energy wants to get in touch with customers worried about their ability to pay these higher-than-normal winter bills. Individual payment installment plans can be worked out. Customers can also get access to various emergency bill assistance programs. The Montana legislature won't make any changes to a bill that Governor Steve Bullock said disproportionately increases spending for the legislative session compared to cuts being considered across the rest of state government. The House and Senate voted today to reject the Democratic governor's amendatory veto that recommends trimming an additional $1.3 million from the so-called feed bill, which pays for legislative session operations. Senator Steve Daines announced today he will take over as chairperson of the Senate Western Caucus. The Senate Western Caucus is made up of senators from Western and rural states. The 27-member caucus seeks to advance issues they deem priorities for Western and rural states, such as energy independence, working with Native American tribes, and water infrastructure. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana's Superintendent of Public Instruction visited the chambers of the state capitol today, speaking to lawmakers about the future of Montana's education system. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Elsie Arntzen, the first Republican to hold the seat as Montana's top education official in three decades, delivered her education address to a crowd of lawmakers and statewide officials. Superintendent Arntzen says some of the initial work in her administration will be to improve middle school students' proficiency in math.
Raising math achievement will be a priority in Montana. Students who are not proficient in math when they enter college have only a 10% chance of degree completion.
As an overarching goal for the state's education system, Arntzen says she will work with Montana's U.S. congressional delegation to push back on what she calls federal overreach.
Local control, flexibility for parents, teachers, and local public schools creates the environment of opportunity that each unique Montana student needs to succeed and be proud of.
Arntzen ended her 15-minute speech with a phrase that's become a slogan for her new office. calling on lawmakers to put Montana students first. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Cascade County commissioners have chosen former State Representative Carly Boland to serve the remainder of Democratic Senator Mary Sheehy Moe's term in the legislature. Moe resigned to help care for her triplet grandchildren who were born prematurely in December. Montana's Office of the Commissioner of Political Practices may be on the chopping block. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The legislation brought by Republican Representative Derek Skies from Kalispell got its first hearing Friday morning.
This office has been corrupted. We need to find a new way to uphold our constitutional oath to ensure the purity of the electoral process and make sure that we are held accountable to a higher standard.
Ski says the authority of the state's top political cop in charge of enforcing campaign practices and disclosure information should be broken up and given to the Secretary of State and the Attorney General. Ski says by doing this, it would bring more accountability to a system that oversees fairness of Montana's elections. Skies was the only person to testify in support of his bill. However, several Republicans in the hearing expressed frustration over what was called public perception of partisanship within the Commissioner of Political Practices office. Under current law, commissioners are nominated by the governor from a group of applicants selected by a group of bipartisan legislative leaders. The governor's nominee must then be confirmed by the Senate. Current Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell says his office does not consider political party when looking at a campaign or ethics complaint. He testified against the bill.
I think it's so important for the people of Montana that they do have a person that isn't Republican, isn't Democrat, that is able to have a role in the fairness of elections, and that is what the current commissioner's office is able to do.
Evan Barrett, recent history professor at Montana Tech and former staffer for Democratic Governor Brian Switzer, also testified against the bill. He says he was part of the commission that wrote the law creating the Commissioner of Political Practices in 1975. He says handing over the job to elected officials would be a bad idea.
Regardless of who holds these elected offices, if you don't get the reality, you get at least the image, the perception of the fox in the hen house. And regretfully, when you hold a partisan office, consideration of partisan issues becomes almost baked into the cake.
According to the Associated Press, the Secretary of State and Attorney General, which are both elected officials, would be subject to the laws they would oversee if this bill passed. The Judiciary Committee didn't vote on the bill today, but will likely do so in the coming weeks. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.